You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the show. Today's topic is one that is relevant to a lot of people, right? So many women I know struggle with people pleasing. I want to educate you on what people pleasing actually is, how it affects your relationship with your partner or your marriage, and the long-term effects of it on you. Then I want to tell you what to do about it. All right, so let's get started. I'm just going to give it to you straight, people. People pleasing is lying. I know it doesn't feel like it because your intentions aren't bad, but it is straight up lying. It is dishonesty, plain and simple. When you tell your partner what they want to hear, despite it not aligning with what's really going on with you, you are not being honest. You're not being honest with your partner and you're not being honest with yourself. And I get it. It is so much easier to say what your partner wants to hear and have a nice, peaceful day together than to be honest and have to navigate possible conflict or tension. But I ask you, at what cost? Well, let's talk about the costs. Let's talk about the three painful results that you get when you habitually people-please your partner. The first one is resentment. When you are continuously doing things that you don't want to do, you start to feel resentful towards the person you are doing those things for. Let's take a really simple example. Let's say you're on your way home from work and your husband calls and asks you to stop by the store to pick something up for him. But you've been sitting in traffic and the last thing you want to do is make a stop. Plus, you have a lot to do when you get home and you're kind of on a time crunch to get your kid to swim practice. To put it simply, you don't want to, and it would be highly inconvenient. But instead of saying that, you say, sure, no problem, because you want to please him. You want to tell him what he wants to hear. You'd like that little dopamine hit you get when he says, thanks, honey, you're the best. Or you've just identified yourself as the one who does everything for everyone, and you feel a responsibility to step into that role, even when it doesn't work for you. But now you're doing it resentfully. Even though you're the one who said yes, you feel resentful towards him for the fact that you're now running even more late and feeling more stressed out. So now you've said yes when really you wanted to say no, which leads me to the second consequence of people pleasing your partner. The second one is that your partner will, by no fault of their own, begin to have expectations that align with your people pleasing and not with your truth. So, a really basic example, if you cook dinner every single night, when really you would rather just cook a couple nights a week, your partner is now going to expect that you cook dinner every night. And not only do they expect it, they think you enjoy it. Because to someone who is not a people pleaser, they can't fathom why you or anyone would cook dinner unless you really wanted to. Do you see how you're setting yourself up for more people pleasing, followed by more resentment? It's a vicious cycle. And no, I am not saying don't run errands for your husband or cook dinner. It feels great to do things for the people you love when you want to. And if you choose to do something for them when you don't want to, that's fine. That's called sacrifice. Some people call it compromise, but just be honest about it. Be honest about it with yourself and be honest about it with them. The most important and harmful consequence is that you abandon yourself. You don't match your insides with your outsides, which always causes us to suffer. This leads to low self-esteem and problems with self-trust. I mean, think about it. If I can't trust myself to honor what's true for me, I will feel unsafe with myself. I'll have anxiety. I'll feel lost. In a previous relationship, I was always saying yes to things that I wanted to say no to. I didn't know how to just say no. I would agree with him when he complained about someone, even though I thought he was in the wrong. I would say yes to things in the bedroom that I really didn't feel like doing. I would hang with him on the couch when I really just wanted to go read my book. and I would nod quietly as he ranted on about things that I just didn't believe in. I wanted to be the cool girl. I wanted to be pleasant and laid back. I remember actually feeling the word no get stuck in my throat. I mean, physically stuck there. And I would choose to just be agreeable because I was afraid of what being myself would lead to. Would he be mad? Would he judge? Would he think I wasn't so cool? Essentially, the real burning question was, would I be accepted exactly as I am? Looking back, and I've said this on other episodes, I see so clearly now that I abandoned myself in that relationship. And if you're a people pleaser, then you've abandoned yourself as well. And I want you to know that you are worthy and lovable just as you are, even when you're not saying yes or telling your partner what they want to hear. In her book, Untamed, Glennon Doyle says, every time you're given a choice between disappointing someone else and disappointing yourself, your duty is to disappoint that someone else. Your job throughout your entire life is to disappoint as many people as it takes to avoid disappointing yourself. Ugh, so good. And you know, I don't even really see it as disappointing another person. I mean, think about what it feels like to be people pleased. When someone else does something for you when they really don't want to, and they act like they're happy to do it, but really they're resenting you the whole time, that's really not something that you want, right? So I don't really see it as disappointing another person by saying no. I actually see it as honoring the relationship. And why is that true? Because when you choose you, you are on the self-love journey. And at the end of the day, you have to love yourself in order to really love your partner in a healthy way. So if you completely resonate with what I'm teaching here and you just don't know how to break the vicious cycle of people pleasing, I'm going to tell you exactly how to start. Start small. Start with something that doesn't really matter. In the next episode, my good friend and colleague, Jenna Huss, talks about how she began breaking the people-pleasing tendencies with her partner by simply ordering the coffee she really wanted to order and not saying, I'll have what he's having. And it really can be that simple. You see, all roads lead to Rome. So if people-pleasing is at the root of what you suffer with in your relationship, then it will show up in the big things and it will show up in the small things. So the next time your partner asks you what you want to eat for dinner, instead of saying, whatever you want is fine, tell your partner what it is you want to eat for dinner. I promise you, these little changes are what builds the confidence to being more authentic with the bigger things. And nothing feels more amazing than being your total self within your relationship. To show up as the real you, without the fear that you will be rejected, that is when you can open up to really loving your partner exactly as they are and letting them love you the way you are in return. And the two of you can grow together in truth rather than in the dishonesty of people pleasing. Have a great week, guys. Talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening. If you resonate with this work, then I have a free guide that is just for you. 4 steps to cultivate better communication, deeper intimacy with your partner, and more self-empowerment for you. Go to partnershipaligned.com/guide and download it today. And help me reach more women by leaving a review. Because remember, a healthier relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.